天我们要读的圣经是在提摩太后书第二章。
Today we will read from 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们要从这一章里头读一部分。
We want to read a portion from this part of the scripture.
我们先要读第一节到第十三节。
From verse 1 to verse 13.
请文给我们读一下，用英文读，中文呢你就看了圣经。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. For the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
我们再读第19节到22节。
Verse 19 to 22. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having his seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be used a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
That's all the scriptures.
今天在这个第二章我要所交通的这个内容。
Today the topic I want to share with you in chapter 2 is
就是在第三节所说的。
Is what was said in verse 3.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
所以今天要讲的主题就是基督的精兵。
So the topic today is a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
这提摩太后书是保罗所写的。
Second Timothy was written by Paul.
他是在监狱里头写的。
He wrote it while he was in prison.
这是他第二次在监狱里头。
This is the second time he was in prison.
第一次的话是在罗马的时候呢，他是在使徒行传第二十八章。
The first time while he was in prison, he was in Rome.
在二十八章里头提到呢，就他在监狱有两年的时间。
And in Acts chapter 28, he says there were a period of 2 years.
然后过了两年以后，他被放出来了。
And after 2 years, he was released.
但是这次呢，后来又被罗马的政府又给关在监狱里头去。
But this time he was once again jailed by the Romans.
这次他再也没有出来了。
But this time he never left the prison.
而且这个条件比过去更差。
And this time was even worse than the first time.
在第一次的时候，他还可以有人到他这个关住的地方来听他讲道，跟他有交通。
During the first time, brothers can come and fellowship with him.
这一次的话，他是被关在一个地牢里头。
But this time he was jailed in a dungeon.
那过不久以后，他就再也没有出来，他就是被这个砍了头了。
And afterwards he was decapitated.
这个就是保罗当时写这封信的情形。
And this was the condition when Paul wrote this letter.
他知道自己再也没有机会来见到他所爱的教会跟弟兄姊妹。
He knows that he doesn't have the chance to once again see the brothers and the church that he loved.
另一方面，他也看到的教会的光景慢慢的衰落。
And he sees that the condition of the church is deteriorating.
教会偏离了主的真道。
And the church has left the truth.
失去了见证。
And has lost its witness.
本来教会应该是真理的柱石和根基。
Originally, the church is supposed to be the ground and the pillar of the truth.
但今天的话，他看到教会已经不再是真理的柱石和根基。
And now he sees that the church is no longer the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以心里头他有很重的负担。
And so he has this burden in his heart.
另外，他也看到在弟兄姊妹当中，有一些人因为他关了监里，就离弃了他。
And you also see that some of the brothers and sisters has turned away from him because he is in jail.
在第一章的第十五节说
in chapter 1 verse 15 it says,
他说凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。
This you know that all those in Asia have turned away from me.
他看到这个教会的情形，
He saw the condition of the church.
这个环境的困难，
And the difficulty of the circumstances.
但是呢，他也看到神的坚固的根基已经立定了。
But he also sees the solid foundation of God.
他看到耶稣基督是可信的。
He saw that Jesus was trustworthy.
他相信神的旨意跟他的目的是要成就的。
And he knows that the will of God and his purpose will be accomplished.
神的工作还要继续往前的。
And the work of God will continue.
所以他这里说，虽然他被捆绑起来
，So here it says even though he is in chains，
但是神的道并没有被捆绑
，But the word of the Lord is not chained。
所以他就在这里写他最后的一封信
，So this is the last letter that he wrote。
他就写给提摩太
，And he wrote it to Timothy。
他就要提摩太继续的靠着神的恩典往前。
And he calls Timothy to continue in the grace of the Lord.
他勉励提摩太能够为主站住。
And he calls Timothy to stand for the Lord.
为主所用。
To be used by the Lord.
做一个基督的精兵。
To be a good soldier of Christ.
能够把这个见证，主耶稣基督的见证，能够继续的下去。
To spread the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这就是保罗在写这封信的时候，他里面的一个很重的负担。
And this was the burden of Paul when he wrote this letter.
他能够深深的体会到，能够体会到，能够想得到。
And he thought about this.
他说今天神所需要的就是基督的精兵。
He says today God needs soldiers of Christ.
这个情形在今天也是一样。
And this condition is also true today.
今天神所缺少的不是已经一些相信他的信徒。
God today does not lack believers.
但刚今天我们在努力的传福音。
And today we preach the gospel to Jesus.
我们看到很多人还没有信主。
And we see that a lot of people have not believed in the Lord.
我们心里头很沉重。
And our heart is heavy.
我们是为了基督，愿意把基督介绍给别人。
And for Christ's sake, we want to introduce Christ to others.
我们希望有更多的人能够信主，做基督的门徒。
We want more people to believe in the Lord and to be His disciples.
但是我们今天也看到，神更缺少的就是基督的精兵。
But today we see that God lacks good soldier of Christ.
今天有很多人，他们已经得到这个救恩了。
A lot of people today have received the salvation.
他们已经相信了。
They already believe.
但是我们也看到很多人相信以后就停住在那个地方。
But we also see that after they believe, they have stopped at that position.
他们觉得这样的话已经很好了。
They thought that it's very good already.
将来我一定可以到天堂。
And in the future, I'll go to heaven.
今天我活在世上，我可以依靠主。
Today I live on earth, I can rely on the Lord.
他觉得这个我就已经够了。
And they feel that this is enough.
但是我们的够。是不是神的够呢
？But is our enough God's enough?
神不够
，God is not enough.
神觉得这样还不够
，God feels that it's not enough.
神觉得单单信主得救还不够
，God feels that it's not enough just to believe.
神要我们信了主以后能够做基督的精兵
，God wants us to become the good soldier of Christ after we believe.
今天神所缺的
，Today God lacks
就是基督的精兵
，the good soldiers of Christ.
所以今天这个我们可以看到保罗的负担
So today we see the burden of Paul
就是要提摩太和其他的忠心的人能够做基督的精兵
That Timothy and other faithful ones will become the good soldiers of Christ
当这个如果弟兄姊妹都看到自己的情形也看到周围的情形
If brothers and sisters see our own condition and the condition of others
我们能够感觉到我们的光景 不如神所要求我们那样的。
We feel that our condition does not match up to the standard of God.
我们爱主
We love the Lord.
但是我们的爱是非常的少
But our love is so little.
我们愿意顺服
We are willing to submit.
但是我们的顺服何等的困难
But our submission is very difficult.
我们愿意跟世界有分别
We are willing to separate from the world.
但是我们这个分别是何等的少
But our separation is so little.
我们就觉得我们这样过的话，一天一天的过的话，觉得就可以了。
And we feel that we can live this kind of life every day.
我们没有看到在今天神有很大的需要。
We do not see today that God has this great need.
当我们在读到撒母耳记的时候
when I read Samuel,
我们看到这个大卫的情况。
We see the condition of David.
大卫的当时的话，他刚刚起来的时候
when David woke up.
这个当时的以色列人啊，受非利士人的统治有很长时间。
The Israelites were dominated by the Philistines.
那么有一次的话，这个非利士人跟以色列人他们对着。
And one time the Israelites and the Philistines had a battle.
那么我们看见圣经的故事说，有个很大的人哥利亚。
And there was this giant called Goliath.
他出来向以色列人挑战。
And he declared war upon the Israelites.
他说谁敢出来跟我打
He says, who will come out to fight against me?
那么你要知道圣经所记载这个哥利亚的高度啊，跟他的强壮啊，今天你都没有办法能看见的。
The Bible records the size and stature of Goliath, and we know nobody can match up to him today.
至少比现在的 NBA 的最高的人还要高。
And he's taller than the tallest NBA player.
可能有八尺多。
Might be 8 feet.
非常高。
Very tall.
非常壮。
Very strong.
拿的兵器也非常重。
And his weapons are very heavy.
以色列人没有一个敢出来。
And none of the Israelites dared to come to fight him.
就像扫罗那样的王，他比别人高上一头。
Even King Saul, who was a head taller than others,
在非利士人这样的一个情形之下，他都不敢出来。
He dare not come out to fight against the Philistines.
一天一天这样过去。
One day passed.
以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites are the people of God.
但竟然被一个外邦的人这么来欺负。
But now they are being harassed by this outsider.
这个时候，我们看见大卫。
And now we see David.
大卫虽然他个子不是很高
，even though he's not very tall，
不是一个专门一个战士
，and he is not very strong，
但是他就起来为神的国能堵住这个破口。
But he rose up to stem the tide.
这个我们看见大卫
，and here we see David.
他是一个，正是一个精兵。
He is a good soldier.
所以当时所需要的。
So at that time there was this need.
虽然以色列人很多很多
，and even though there are many Israelites，
但是没有一个人能够为着神的荣耀能够出来能够站住。
But there was nobody to stand up for the glory of God.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So even today, likewise，
特别是我们青年的弟兄姊妹
，especially the young brothers and sisters，
你们都信了主了
，you have believed in the Lord，
你们也很有追求
，and you have this pursuit。
但愿主把这样的负担。也放在你们的心里面。
May the Lord put this burden in your heart.
做基督的精兵。
That you will be the good soldiers of Christ.
保罗跟提摩太说，不要叫人小看你们年轻。
Paul said to Timothy, "Do not let people look down on your youth."
精兵正是需要年轻的人。
Soldiers, they need youth.
当然不是个年轻，这个岁数不是单单指的外面的。
And this age is not only talking about the outside.
也指着我们里面的情形。
But also by inner condition.
我们都是在主里面，我们都是幼稚，都是年轻的。
In the Lord, we are all young.
我们都需要来做基督的精兵。
And we all need to be good soldiers of Christ.
其实对我们说，我们没有自己的需要。
And we might not have our own need.
我们真正信了主以后，我们所需要的就是神的需要。
And what we need becomes what God needs.
神所需要的
what God needs becomes what we need.
神所需要的就是我们的需要。
What God needs becomes our need.
神我们的需要就成我们的责任。
And the need becomes our responsibility.
神给我们最宝贵的礼物是什么呢？
What's the greatest gift God gave us?
神给我们最宝贵的是什么呢？
What is the most precious gift God gave us?
神给我们最宝贵的就是我们的生命。
And that is our life.
叫我们能够来享受神给我们所创造的这些万物。
that we may enjoy the creation of God.
So today
we have this life.
父母给我们一个生命,
our parents give us this life.
我们有一个肉身的生命,
we have a mortal life.
这是神给我们一个很大的一个礼物。
But God gives us a very great gift. Some people feel that there's no meaning in life.
每天都要上学,
each day you gotta go to school.
每天还有很多功课要做,
and you have lots of homework.
天天都是这样,
every day is like this.
觉得活得没有什么意思,
and there's no meaning in life.
但是你有没有想到你能活着就是神给你一个最大的恩典。
But have you thought about this, that the that you live today is the grace of God.
可以叫你来享受神所为你创造的。
That you may enjoy what God has created.
人不是第一天神所造的。
Man was not created on the first day.
神把一切东西都预备好了，都造好了以后。
After God created everything, prepared everything.
到第六天，神才造了人。
On the sixth day, God then created man.
神的心里头就说，我先给他们预备好的东西。 然后人可以来享受。
In God's heart, He thought, I'll prepare everything first, such a man will be able to enjoy all things.
就像一对青年的这个夫妇一样。
Just like a young couple.
他们结了婚以后,
after they married, they have children.
但孩子还没生以前,
but before they have the children,
他们已经把这个房间都预备好了。
They have already prepared the baby room.
一个小床放好了。
A small crib.
这个床上面有叮当叮当响的东西也给他买好了。
And the little toys attached to the crib.
家里面的柜子啊, 他的房间的床啊, 什么东西都准备好了。
And the cupboards and the drawers are all prepared.
知道他是男的, 把衣服都给他做好了。
And if you know it's a boy, then you buy all the clothes ahead of time.
是个女的, 就把女的衣服都预备好了。
And if you know if it's a girl, you buy girl clothing.
把这diaper都买好了。
You buy all the diapers.
准备的都齐全了。
And you prepared everything completely.
这个baby是有福的。
This baby is blessed.
父母已经为他预备了一切。
The parents have already prepared all things.
所以他来了就来享受这些。
So the baby comes into this world to enjoy all these things.
神也是这样。
God is also like this.
神也是这么爱我们。
God also loves us like this.
造万物就是为了叫我们能够享受。
He created everything for us to enjoy.
当然我们知道。 这创世纪的故事,
we know the story of creation.
人犯罪以后就不能够很好的来享受神所赐给我们的。
After we sin, after men sin, we can no longer enjoy fully what God has created for us.
但是今天我们还是有很多东西神给我们所享受的。
But today we can still enjoy many things that God has created for us.
我们可以享受神的阳光。
We can enjoy the sunshine.
神所为我们预备的空气。
The air He has prepared.
水。
Water.
在北美的话, 你可以享受的更多的东西。
And in North America, you can enjoy even more things.
这就是神给我们一个很宝贵的礼物。
And this is a very precious gift of God.
但是神造我们人不单单是有一个身体,
but when God created us, there was not just a body.
祂也给我们一个灵,
He also gives us a spirit.
所以更宝贵的, 神还要把一个属灵的生命来赐给我们。
But even more precious is the spiritual life He gives to us.
这就是一个永远的生命。
This is an eternal life.
这个永远的生命,
this eternal life,
可以给我们来享受神永远的同在。
Allows us to enjoy the eternal presence of God.
我们能够得到神的同在。
We can receive the presence of God.
这就是我们的更大的福气。
It's our great blessing.
但是我们要想到,
but
这个属灵的生命呢, 必然要带进属灵的责任。
The spiritual life brings in spiritual responsibility.
有责任了,
if there's responsibility,
这个生命才能够慢慢的长大。
Then this life will grow slowly.
所以你要看到, 你要回想一下,
so you need to think.
你的生命, 属灵的生命能够长大的时候,
when your spiritual life can grow,
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你尽到你的生命里头的一个责任。
Because you have entered into the responsibility of the spiritual life.
如果你没有单单是信了主以后, 有一个属灵的生命,
When you believe in the Lord, you have this life.
但是你没有, 你没有什么责任。
But you don't have any responsibility.
好像感觉不到神有什么负担, 有什么要求给你。
And you don't feel any burden from the Lord.
那么你的生命就停止了这地方, 不太容易长进的。
And your life stops there and it's difficult to grow.
可能你信了主三年五年以后,
maybe you believe the Lord for 3 to 5 years.
你就是来个聚会。
And you come to church.
或者你平时有个人的, 安静的时间。
And maybe you have your own quiet time with the Lord.
但是你看呢，有一些弟兄姊妹信了主很多很多年，还是生命长进的很慢。
But we see that many Christians who believe in the Lord for a long time, their life still has yet to grow a lot.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为他没有什么一个属灵的责任需要来负担。
Because they don't have this spiritual responsibility, this burden.
有很多这个些研究这个社会问题的人说，
Many people who investigate the problems of society.
他说今天这个北美的少年人的最大的难处。
And they say the greatest problem of the youth of North America.
他说只要他一个，他只要自由。
They want freedom.
他要自己的，要满足自己的需要。
They want to satisfy their own needs.
但是他们没有一个要想到有一个责任的问题。
But they never thought about responsibility.
所以呢？所以他们的生活呢，这个 人生的意义呢，就觉得是非常的空虚。
So the meaning of life is very empty.
所以这个就是今天在我们属灵的生命上也是这样的。
And this is likewise in a spiritual life.
因为这个我们得到这个属灵的生命，
because after we receive the spiritual life,
跟属灵的责任
and the spiritual responsibility,
这两样的话都有很密切的关系的。
These two things have a very close relationship with one another.
却一样都不可以。
You cannot lack either one of them.
你不能单单有属灵的生命而没有属灵的责任。
You cannot have the spiritual life and not the spiritual responsibility.
当然，如果你没有生命的话，你更谈不上有什么责任。
But of course, if you don't have the spiritual life, you cannot have the responsibility.
这就好像个信心跟行为一样的。
It's just like faith and works.
这两样你缺一样都不可。
You cannot lack any one of the two.
有一次有一个人上了一条小的船。
One time a person boarded a small boat.
他看见这个船上面有两个桨。
And he saw that there were two oars.
他就看见有一个桨上面刻了一个字，叫做信心。
And on one oar, the word faith was written on it.
那么另外一个桨呢，上面有个行为这个字。
And on the other oar, the word works was written on it.
他就问这个船主说。
And he asked the shipmaster.
他说这个什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this?
他说那你看。
He said, see.
所以他就那个船主的拿起一个桨，信心的桨。
So that person took up one oar.
他就划。
And he was paddling.
那么这个船呢，就不往前走，就转了圈。
And this boat did not go forward, but it spun in circles.
然后他拿起另外一个桨，行为的桨。
And he took up the other oar, the oar of works.
他拿这个桨来划船。
And he paddled with this oar.
这个船呢是往另外一个方向来转。
And it spun in the opposite direction.
船都不往前走。
And it did not go forward.
那么他这个时候他拿起两个桨同时来划。
Now he took up both oars to paddle.
这个船就往前走。
And the boat went forward.
所以他说。就从这个地方我们可以看见。
So from this we can see.
你单单说有信心，我们有什么行为？
If you say that you have faith and you don't have works,
那么你的生命就像船一样，在原地来回转来转去。
Then you'll be like that boat spinning round and round.
另外说，那我有行为，我信心有没有都没有关系。
And you might say I have works, but I don't have faith.
你们不要光在说，你们要做。
You just need to do.
那么你看看，同样的。这个你的船呢、啊，也是在原地转来转去。
And likewise, you see that the boat can continue to spin.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们又要信心，又要行为。
So the Bible tells us we need both faith and works.
因为这行为乃是信心里头所产生出来的。
Because works is born out of faith.
所以今天神给我们有生命。
So the Lord today gives us life.
这个生命的成长一定有个责任。
And for this life to grow, there must be responsibility.
所以神要把个责任给你。
So God will give you this responsibility.
神给你责任就是要你的生命，借着这个责任，你可以成长起来。
He gives you responsibility such that your spiritual life may grow.
在这一章里头，我们可以看到神要给我们的就是一个责任，就做基督的精兵。
And in this chapter, we see that God gives us this responsibility to be the good soldier of Christ.
神并不是说他不能做事情。
It's not that God cannot do anything on his own.
需要我们来做，他才能够完成他的工作。
And that he needs us to complete his work.
神可以做。
God can do it.
神可以，不需要天使，不需要任何人，他可以做成一切。
God does not need angels, needs men. He can do everything on his own.
但是他还要我们来跟他一同做。
But he wants us to work together with him.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神要让我们生命长进。
God wants our lives to grow.
神要我们在工作中间、服事中间跟他有更密切的交通。
He wants us in our work and in our service to have a closer relationship.
所以神给我们责任。
So God gives us responsibility.
是因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
过去我在这个中国大陆住的时候,
While I was living in China,
我们的水并不是说你一开龙头水就能出来的。
You can't just open the tap and water comes out.
有很多时候, 没有水的。
A lot of the time, there are no water.
所以这个公司呢, 要用一个装水的车到外面去把水运回来。
So you need a car to go out to get some water.
那么每个人呢, 都拿这个桶到那地方去取水，把它抬回到家里去。
And everybody will need to grab a bucket to get the water.
那么有一年，我那个小女儿从外地回来看我们。
And one time, my young daughter came back from other places.
那么他那个时候也很小，就是六岁七岁。
And she was very young, 6 years old.
他看见我们，看见我去那个地方拿了个桶，去把水提回来。
And she saw that I took this bucket to get the water.
他说：“爸爸，我跟你一块去。”
And she said, "Father, I'll come with you."
哎，我跟你一块去抬。
I'll help you carry the bucket.
我知道他根本不能抬这么重的水的。
And I know that the bucket was too heavy for her.
一个桶的话，这水的话，至少有20公斤以上。
And each bucket was about 20 kilograms.
Yeah. 那么他这样这么去呢？好，说那我们一块去吧。
And she said, "I want to go." I said, "Okay, let's go together."
哦，我们就拿了一个棍子，我们两个人就抬了一个桶去了。
So we grabbed a stick and we carried the bucket together.
去的时候是个空桶。
And when we went there, it was an empty bucket.
所以他抬一头，我抬一头。
And so she carried the front and carried the back.
我们非常的，好像觉得非常轻松。
And we felt that was very relaxing.
好，等把这个桶的水都装满以后。
But after the buckets were filled with water,
我知道他不能抬的。
I know she cannot carry it.
所以我尽量把这个头啊，这个抬水的棍子头啊，放在我这个这边。
So I carried the majority of the weight on. Hit my side.
那么他抬了那个另外头,
and she carried the other side.
然后回到家以后,
and after we returned home,
她跟妈妈说,
she told her mom,
哎，我跟爸爸去抬了水回来了。
I have carried water back with my father.
其实差不多，我是提了这个桶回来的。
But in actuality, I did carry all the water.
她抬了这个棍子回来。
She has carried the stick home.
但是他就觉得非常高兴啊！
But she felt very happy.
哎，因为我跟爸爸一块做了事情了。
Because I have worked together with my father.
今天我想到
，Today，
我们神也是有这样的心。
God also has this heart.
其实大部分工作，绝大部分99.9%啊，都是他所做的。
In reality, 99% of the work is done by the Lord Himself.
我们所做的是什么呢？ 很少很少。
And what we do is very, very little.
但神就愿意我们在这一点点上面能够来做。 跟与他同工,
but God wants us to serve together with Him.
做一个基督的精兵,
to be a good soldier of Christ.
能够跟他为他站住,
that we may stand with Him.
做一个有用的器皿, 能够被神所使用,
to be a useful vessel, useful for God.
所以在第二章里头,
so in chapter 2 it says,
保罗就说到怎么做一个基督精兵, 他的品质是什么?
How do we become a good soldier of Christ? What is its quality?
是什么样的?
What is it like?
第一个,
first,
他第一节就说,
in verse 1,
他说, 你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来,
be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
就是要在基督的恩典上刚强起来,
you have to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
靠着主的恩典来刚强,
relying on the grace of Jesus to be strong.
你自己不能刚强,
you cannot be strong on your own.
你靠着你自己, 你刚强不起来,
if you rely on yourself, you cannot be strong.
你碰到困难的话, 你就退缩了,
when you come across difficulties, you fail.
你的服侍的时候, 听到别人说一些不好的话, 你就很灰心了,
and when you hear people commenting on your service, then you feel disheartened.
但是如果你靠着基督的恩典,
but if you rely on the grace of the Lord,
靠着基督,
if you rely on the Lord,
就叫你刚强起来,
then you will become strong.
做一个兵就是应该刚强的。
To be a soldier, you have to be strong.
不能够拿那个枪的话, 垂头丧气, 这么走来走去的。
You cannot grab a,
枪,
a gun and then,
就是, 要刚强，好像要站得非常直，非常有精神这样的。
You have to be very strong and you have to stand up straight.
做这个兵也是，做基督新兵也是这样的。
To be a soldier of Christ is like this as well.
你不能够天天的话来到聚会当中或者家里面都是垂头丧气啊，哼啊哼啊，这样的话你不是个兵。
And you cannot go to church or go to your home and be very tired.
人家问你怎么样？
And people ask you,
so so.
How are you doing? He says, so so.
这不是个基督新兵啊。
This is not a good soldier of Christ.
好像吃了打了败仗一样的。
It's like you lost a battle.
他说我们要做基督新兵，就要在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
To be a good soldier of Christ, you have to be strong in the grace in Christ Jesus.
第二点。
The second point.
保罗说要专心。
Paul said you need to be dedicated.
他说凡在军中当兵的不将事务缠身。
He says that those who are soldiers are not entangled by the affairs of this life.
不要被世界这些事情上把你缠住了。
Do not be entangled by the affairs of this life.
但是我们是活在世界当中。
But of course we live in this world.
每天都是我们要遇到世界的事情。
And each day we come across the activities of this world.
但是这里说不要被它缠住。
But here it says do not be entangled in it.
不要因为这个事情使你不能够做一个兵。
Do not let these affairs prevent you from being a soldier.
不能说因为你有这些事情的话，使得你主不能够来满足主的需要。
Don't let these affairs stop you from satisfying the Lord's heart.
这就是说，为什么呢？因为要讨这个招你当兵这个人的喜悦。
Because you want to please the one who enlisted you.
并不是说世界上事情也不可爱。
Not to say that the things of this world is not lovable.
也不是说这个也不重要。
And not that it's not important.
但是把这两样事情放在一起的时候。
But when we put these two things together.
一个是主的事情。
One is the Lord's work.
一个是世界的事情。
And one is the affairs of the world.
就看你把哪个放在最重要的地方。
And it depends on which one is your highest priority.
你当过兵的人就知道。
For those who have been in the army, they know.
虽然他结了婚了，
even though they are married,
当然有孩子了，
and they have children.
如果国家需要叫他今天从加拿大到某某地方去，
but the country is in need, the country will send them to certain places.
他不能说，哎呀，我家里还有太太还有孩子了，那我不能去，你叫别人吧。
They won't say, I have a family. Can you send somebody else?
这个时候他就不将事务缠身，他就答应国家的招呼，他就要前线去。
And in this circumstance, they'll leave behind the affairs of this world, and they will go and serve in the war.
这里没有说不要叫我们，你们不要犯罪。
Here it doesn't say do not sin.
这里说的世界上的事物，并不是都是一些不好的事情。
And here, when it talks about the affairs of this life, it may not be necessarily bad.
有这里面可以包括很多东西。
It can include many things.
可以包括这个我们的爱情情感。
It can talk of, it can include our love, our affections.
我们有很多的这个我们有压力。
Our pressures.
这些都是可能世界上这些事物能够把我们缠住的。
And these are the things that may entangle us.
就特别是青年的弟兄姊妹
especially young brothers and sisters,
我在这里要提醒你们
I want to remind you,
特别是情感方面的问题
especially the problems of affections and feelings,
很容易把你们缠住
it's very easy to entangle yourself
很多看到一些青年的弟兄姊妹
I see many brothers, young brothers and sisters,
他们在年轻的时候很爱主很有追求
They love the Lord and they pursue after the Lord when they're young.
但是他面前有个重要的一关
But there's this difficulty in front of them.
这有就是他们要交朋友跟这婚姻的问题
And that is the issue of friends and marriage.
如果这一步的话你能够过得去
If you can pass the stage
后面你就看见你后面这一生的话主很大的祝福
The Lord will bless you
但是有一些青年的弟兄姊妹因为他们情感放不下
But many young brothers and sisters they cannot let go of their affections
他们就是在这个事情上不能够来寻求神的旨意
and they're unable to seek God's will in this matter
他在交一个朋友的时候可能觉得这个朋友不是神所要他交的
and when they meet with this friend this might not be a friend God wants them to associate with
他心里面知道
they know in their heart
所以他也常常能够问神这是不是你的旨意
so they constantly come before God and say Lord is this your will
神会对他说 这不是他的旨意。
And God would say, this is not my will.
或者他自己觉得没有什么把握。
Or they feel that they don't have any confidence.
但是他被情感所缠住。
But they have been entangled by love.
结婚以后
，and after marriage，
看见两个人不能够同心来走主的道。
We can see that they cannot follow after the Lord. In unity.
在这个地方，他就开始慢慢的滑下来。
And slowly they fall away from the Lord.
很多这样的例子。
There are many of these instances.
我们需要主怜悯我们。
We need the Lord. The Lord needs to have grace upon us.
我们知道我们是基督的精兵。
We are the good soldiers of Christ.
我们最重要的一个事情，就为了主来当兵的。
Our most important responsibility is to be the good soldier of Christ.
也有可能我们有很多世界事物会把我们所缠住的。
And many times we are entangled by the affairs of this life.
尤其今天有很多东西会缠住我们。
Many things will entangle us.
所以我们要注意。
So we need to be careful.
Internet 可以缠住你。
Internet can entangle you.
Video game 也能够缠住。
And video games likewise.
很多很多都可以缠住我们。
Many, many things can entangle us.
但是我们想到我们是基督的精兵。
But we know that we are the good soldiers of Christ.
你可以有这个 internet.
You can have internet.
你也可以玩这个 video game.
And you can play video games.
但是不要被它缠住。
But do not be entangled by them.
使得你不能够自由的来侍奉，来听主的这个命令。
That they will not hinder your freedom to serve the Lord and to obey Him.
第三点就是，他说：“人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。”在第五节。
And in verse 5 says, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
所以第三点就是按规矩。
So we need to compete within the rules.
当基督新兵这个地方有个规矩。
There is a rule.
什么 rule 呢
？What is this rule?
就是神的旨意。
The will of God.
我们没有别的什么来。来的 管我们的。
We don't have other things controlling us.
我们就是神的旨意，就是管理我们的一切。
But it's the will of God that controls everything in our life.
这就是说，我们不照自己的意思。
That's to say we do not go according to our own will.
你在军队里头当兵的，你就要听就上级的这个话。
When you're enlisted in the army, you listen to the commands of the commander.
他说什么
？Whatever he says.
你就说 Yes, sir.
You say yes, sir.
哈，这个是非常简单，你不需要讲理由。
It's very simple. You don't need to talk about reasons.
就是说，这个就是一个规矩。
And this is a rule.
我们就是这样的。
And likewise for ourselves.
不照自己的意思，乃是照神的意思。
Not according to our own will, but according to God's will.
这就是十字架。
This is the cross.
主耶稣基督说过。
Jesus said.
人若要跟从我
，If you want to follow me,
就当天天舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You have to deny yourself and bear the cross.
十字架是什么呢
？What is the cross?
十字架就是照神的意思，不要照我的意思。
That's to say, according to God's will and not your own.
就像主耶稣
，just like Jesus，
在克西马尼园祷告
，in the Garden of Gethsemane，
他说，若是可行的话，求父把这杯挪开。
Said impossible, remove this cup from me.
但是不要照我的意思。
But not according to my will.
照你的意思。
According to your will.
所以这个规矩什么呢
？So is this rule?
叫照着神的意思。
Is to be according to God's will.
第四个。
The fourth.
就第六节所说的，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
Verse 6, the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
所以这地方说到要一个勤劳。
So here it talks about hardworking.
要付上代价。
You have to pay a price.
你要付上代价的。
You have to pay a price.
你要做一个基督的精兵。
To be a good soldier of Christ.
你要付上一点代价。
You have to pay a price.
那我们今天在做基督精兵呢
？So today when we become good soldiers of Christ,
我们要付一点代价。
We need to pay a price.
我们要多花点时间来读神的话。
We need to spend additional time to read the Word of God.
我们神给我们这么一个。宝贝的圣经。
God has given us this precious Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿多花点代价来得到主的话呢
？But would you pay a little price to obtain more of this word?
就像农夫一样的，他要得到粮食。
Just like the farmer in order to obtain the crop.
神的话就是我们的属灵的粮食。
The word of God is our food.
你要生命强壮。
If you want your life to be strong.
你要能够吃饭吃粮食。
You need to eat.
你需要属灵的生命强壮，就要多吃神的话。
If you want your spiritual life to grow, then you have to partake of the Word of God.
多花点时间。
You have to spend more time.
我总觉得好多时候我们的时间就是很随便的，怎么就这么过去了？
Many times we spend our hours very carelessly.
我们应该能够多花十分钟，每天多花十分钟。
We spend only an additional 10 minutes.
这也是很好的。
This is already very good.
如果你能每天多花十分钟来读主的话，
you spend an additional 10 minutes in the Word of God.
你要看到你这一年过去的话，你能够在生命上有很大的长进的。
You see in this coming year that your life will grow tremendously.
如果你不太愿意付代价，
but if you're not willing to pay this price,
哎呀，这个是有很多玩的东西我还没玩呢。
You'll say, oh Lord, there's still many things I want to do.
哎，这个起得太过早了，我起不来。
It's too early, I cannot wake up.
那么你这样的，你不肯付代价呢？
And if you don't want to pay this price,
你就不是一个勤劳的一个农夫。
You are not a hard-working farmer.
那么第五点，
the fifth point,
圣洁，
to be clean.
在第十九节到二十二节一直提到我们要在生活上过一个圣洁的生活。
And from verse 19 to verse 22, it says you need to live a holy life.
做一个贵重的器皿。
To be an honorable vessel.
他说在大户人家里头有金器，有木器，有瓦器。
It says in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay.
那么你要有的是贵重的器皿，有的是卑贱的器皿。
And there are some of honor and some for dishonor.
那么他这个在这里告诉我们，我们要做一个贵重的器皿，要做一个圣洁的器皿。
And here it tells us that we need to be a vessel for honor, a clean vessel.
当我们读到这节圣经的时候，
And when we read these verses,
有些弟兄姊妹非常的谦卑。
Some brothers and sisters are very humble.
他说我不要做金器银器。
They say I don't want to be gold or silver vessel.
我只要有个木器瓦器就可以了。
I can just be a wood or a clay vessel.
那么其实这个地方不在你是金银还是木头瓦，
but not only concerning gold, silver, clay or wood，
不是什么材料，
doesn't matter what material it is，
它的重点是在你是不是能够做一个贵重的器皿被主用。
The point is whether you can be an honorable vessel for the Lord。
什么是贵重呢？
What is honorable？
是耶稣基督的贵重。
Is to be honorable to Christ，
就是你所做的事情。
That's what you do.
你过的生活，
the life you live,
是不是能够叫基督得到尊贵荣耀？
Does it bring glory to the Lord?
这是这里所说的一个重点。
And this is the main point of these verses.
所以他勉励我们。
So it tells us.
他说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor.
当我们被主所拯救的时候，
When we are saved by the Lord,
主已经是接近了我们。
God has already cleansed us.
但是我们每天生活在世界当中，
Every day when you live in this world,
我们避免不了要沾染世界的污秽。
We will defile ourselves.
所以这里说你要自洁。
So here it says you need to cleanse yourself.
常常把一些不合乎神心意的东西带到神的面前来求主洗干净。
You have to bring those things that are not in accordance to God's will and ask Him to cleanse you.
这样我们才能够跟主给我们的恩典能够相称。
And only in such a way can we match up with the grace of God.
第六点，
The sixth point，
在这一章我们可以看到神要我们合一。
We see that we need to be united.
就是叫我们与弟兄姊妹一同来追求。
That we will pursue after the Lord with brothers and sisters.
第二十二节说，
And verse 22 says，
他说你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人一同追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这个在当这个兵的人是更为明显。
For those who are soldiers of Christ,
非常需要的。
They really need these.
当兵不能一个人当兵啊。
You cannot only have one soldier.
你是大家一起当兵的。
You become a soldier with others.
所以我们在教会里头，
so in the church,
我们是一同来追求。
We need to pursue together.
不是一个人来追求。
Not just one person on his own.
所以我们要跟倾心祷告主的人一同来追求。
So we need to pursue with those who have pure heart.
追求什么呢？
To pursue what?
以下说的, 公义, 信德, 仁爱, 和平,
righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
这些都是神的性质的本身,
and these are all the aspects of God.
这个就追求主的自己,
that is to pursue the Lord Himself.
让主的美德能够显明在我们身上,
but that the beauty of the Lord may be manifested in us.
所以我们在教会如果 看到教会有软弱，有光景不好的时候，
so when we see the church is weak and their condition is not well,
我们更需要跟弟兄姊妹一同来追求。
We need to pursue after the Lord with brothers and sisters.
不能像先知以利亚一样的，
not like Elijah.
Elijah是一个很有能力的先知。
Elijah is a very powerful prophet.
但是他有失败。
But he failed.
有一次跟神埋怨说,
and one time he was complaining to God,
这个亚赫王把这个国里头先知都把他,
have killed off all the prophets in the kingdom,
只剩下我一个人了,
and he says, I am the only one left.
他就认为自己只有一个人才是合乎神的心意的,
and he thought he was the only one in accordance to God's will.
神纠正他的话,
and God said to him,
他说,
This is not right.
你不是你一个人,
there is not only just you.
神为他自己留下七千人没有向巴黎屈膝的,
God has reserved for him 7,000 people who has not bowed their knees to Baal.
所以今天教会的光景虽然普遍说是很低落,
so even though the condition of the church is very poor,
但是我们可以看到, 在每个地方都可以看到有倾心爱主的人,
but we see that there are those who love God of a pure heart. And we can pursue together with them. And this is something we need to take note of.
第七点,
the seventh point is noted in verse 8.
他说你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔, 他从死里复活,
remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
第七点就是纪念主,
remember the Lord.
来纪念主,
remember the Lord.
我们只有看到耶稣基督才是一个完全的基督的精兵,
and we can see that Jesus Christ is the perfect good soldier.
他是个完全的一个兵,
he's a perfect complete soldier.
他是 在任何地方, 你可以看到所有的美德都表明在他的身上。
In every aspect, you can see his beauty manifested.
他是刚强的,
he is strong.
他对着仇敌从来没有退缩过,
and he never backs down from the enemy.
从这个任何的困难, 他都没有离开他的道路。
In whatever difficulties, he will not leave the way.
他是何等的专心。
He is very dedicated. And he will not allow things of this world to entangle him.
他有规矩,
and he has a rule.
他是造父的意思,
and that rule is the will of God.
他没有一句话, 没有一件事情是造了自己,
and every word and everything he does is not according to himself.
他说,
and he says, whatever the Father says to me, I say to you.
我看见父做什么,
whatever I see the Father does, I also do. He is completely within the will of God. And we see that he is willing to pay any price, and he is a hard-working soldier.
圣经说他从早晨起来以后, 一直到晚上,
and the Bible says that from the early morning to the evening, he has no time to rest. And he is also holy. He lived a holy life. And even though he lived in a sinful world,
但是他能说,
he can say that Satan has no place in me.
他也是能够跟神的儿女, 跟他的门徒,
and he can pursue together with the children of God. And sometimes the disciples are slow. And sometimes they do not understand. And he will lead the disciples and walk forward with them.
那我们就看见主耶稣基督乃是一个完美的, 完全的一个兵。
we see that Jesus Christ is perfect and a complete soldier. So we need to continually put him before us. And when we put him before us, then we will not sway from side to side. From this chapter, we see how we can become a good soldier of Christ. And to be a good soldier of Christ is our responsibility.
那么如果你当这个现在一个国家的兵呢，好像很明显有一个命令下来，叫你到什么地方去了。
And when you're a soldier of a country, you will obey the commands when they send you to other countries.
但是今天你当基督精兵呢，神没有叫你离开今天你的岗位。
But today, when we become soldier of Christ, God does not tell us to leave.
就是你原来你现在的position.
Does not tell you to leave your current position.
你要在现在的地方来做基督的精兵。
You need to be the good soldier of Christ where you are.
你在家里面当一个精兵。
In your home, you need to be a good soldier.
你在学校里头当个精兵。
In school, you need to be a good soldier.
你在教会里头也当个精兵。
In church, you need to be a good soldier.
来尽到你的责任。
To enter into your responsibility.
我们一个对着自己就有责任了。
And concerning ourselves, we need this responsibility. And we need to be responsible to ourselves. We need to walk in the way, in the truth.
虽然没有人来管我们,
even though nobody controls us,
但是你可以按照你里面圣灵给你的引导，你来知道我应该做这样的事情。
But following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you know what you should do and should not do.
我们对周围的人, 我们也有责任。
And concerning people around us, we also have a responsibility.
对你的父母有责任。
To your parents, you have a responsibility.
当你岁数稍微再大一点的,
And when you're a bit older,
到底你要大到什么程度呢?
How old do you need to be?
每个人都不同。
Everybody's different.
有很小的人, 他已经能够分担家里的负担了。
And for some people, when they are very young, they are able to share the responsibility of the family.
那么这样呢, 我们要关心我们家里的人, 我们的父母, 我们的家庭。
We need to care for our family, our parents.
那么我们要关心周围的人。
And we need to care for those around us.
我们对他们有责任。
We have a responsibility towards them.
如果他们还没信主,
if they have not believed in the Lord,
我们要把福音告诉他。
We need to tell them the gospel.
信不信是他们的事情。
Whether they believe is their problem.
但是你的责任就是要把福音来告诉他。
But your responsibility is to tell them the gospel.
在生活上显出你是有这个基督徒。
In your life, you have to live a life such that
you are a Christian.
And through your words, you need to tell them the truth and the gospel. And to God, we also have a responsibility.
有人就问了，那我在教会头，我怎么知道我的责任呢？
And some people say, how do I know what's my responsibility in the church?
那最好是有某某弟兄告诉我，我应该做什么。
The best would have a brother to tell me to do this, to do that.
但是属灵的事情并不是完全这样的。
But spiritual matters are not completely like this.
那如果你给我一个position，那我就有责任。
If I give you a position, then you have responsibility.
比如说我们弟兄姊妹在参加聚会的时候，
When brothers and sisters come to the meeting,
如果今天安排你当MC，
if you are appointed the MC,
那你一定会开口祷告。
Then you open your mouth to pray.
如果今天不是你当这个领会的，
and if today you are not the leader,
那么你就不会祷告了。
Then you don't pray.
这个我就没有什么责任了。
I do not have any responsibility.
如果这个聚会是我当MC， 那我就有责任了。
If I'm the MC, then I have a responsibility.
但属灵的事情不是这样。
But spiritual matters is not like this.
不是地位的问题。
It's not the matter of position.
乃是说我们尽到每一个人的责任。But
we have to enter into our own responsibility.
有个弟兄说,
a brother said,
他说你怎么知道你自己的责任呢?
How do you know your responsibility?
他说你跟随你的生命。
You have to follow this life.
你里面有一个属灵的生命。
In you, there is the spiritual life.
这个属灵生命能告诉你, 你可以做些什么事情。
This spiritual life will tell you what you need to do.
这里头生命可以告诉你神要你做什么。
This spiritual life will tell you what God wants you to do.
不一定要人安排给你做什么。
You don't need people to tell you what to do.
当然有些事情需要人给你有安排的。
Of course, at times you need people to tell you what to do.
你不能到礼拜天的时候，你说我要上来讲台讲一讲。
You can't come on Sunday and say, I want to stand here and preach.
有些事情是需要有秩序、有安排的。
For certain matters, you need to organize ahead of time.
但是有很多事情不要等人安排，你就可以来做。
But many things you don't need people to organize for you to do it.
那么但是我们也看到有些弟兄姊妹看见一些岁数大的冬天来聚会不方便，他说，那我们是不是可以去把他们给车过来？
For example, when the weather is poor, then you can say, can I help the elderly brothers and sisters come to church?
这个就不需要，不是我们给他怎么安排的。
And for this matter, you don't need people to tell you what to do.
那么有的人说，这个礼拜天的聚会我应该来早点，这样我有些事情我可以帮他做一做。
And sometimes people say, well, I should come early in the morning so I can help out with things.
教会也没有安排说你应该几点到，你应该几点到。
And the church does not tell you you need to come at what time at what time.
那他里面的生命的感觉，就觉得我应该跟着这个生命的感觉，需要来做。
And they will follow the leading of their spiritual life.
在聚会里头也是这样的。
In the church, in the meeting, it's likewise.
有时候我们会请这个弟兄、这个姊妹来祷告。
And sometimes we'll ask the brothers or sisters to pray.
那么有时候也没有请他们祷告。
And sometimes you don't ask them to pray.
但是你可以根据你心里面的生命。
But you can follow the life within you.
你可以来祷告。
You can pray.
你可以来赞美。
You can praise.
这样的话，我们就尽到我们这个属灵的责任。
In this way, you enter into your spiritual responsibility.
当你这样在你的自己的地位上来这样尽到责任的话。
And you enter into your responsibility according to your position.
你就是基督的兄弟。
Then you are the good soldier of Christ.
你的生命就能够渐渐的长大。
And your life will grow.
我们知道主快回来了。
We know the Lord is coming soon.
时间不多。
There is not a lot of time left.
正好像先知以利亚，以赛亚。
Just like Isaiah.
他在圣殿里头遇见主。
In the temple, he met the Lord.
主的荣耀向他显现。
And the glory of the Lord was revealed to him.
他就俯伏在主的面前。
And he prostrated himself before the Lord.
这个时候他就听见主的声音说。
And he heard the voice of the Lord.
他说，我能差遣谁去呢？
God said, who can I call?
我能够差遣谁呢？
Who can I lift? Send.
谁能够愿意为我去呢？
Who will go for me?
以赛亚就说
，Isaiah said，
他说我愿意
，I am willing，
我在这个地方
，I'm here，
求你差遣
，May you send me，
就是这就看见在今天的这样的一个光景当中
，And in the circumstances of today，
我们就需要自己在平时在小的事情上来操练
，In the small matters we need to practice，
在做基督精兵
，To be good soldiers of Christ。
在提摩太后书第一章
In 2 Timothy chapter 1
我们上次交通到是一个真正的信心
We talk about this genuine faith
我们得到这个生命是因为有神给我们一个真正的信心
We receive this life because we have this genuine faith
第二点第二章我们讲到基督的精兵
In the second chapter we talk about the good soldiers of Christ
这个生命必定叫我们一个责任叫我们来当基督的精兵
This life gives us this responsibility to become good soldiers of Christ.
所以但愿这保罗的负担
So the burden of Paul
今天也成为我们每个人的负担
should also become our burden.
特别我们青年的弟兄姊妹
especially the young brothers and sisters.
你们能够起来为耶稣
you need to rise up for Christ.
做主的精兵
to be his good soldier.
等他回来的时候
that when he returns,
你能得到主给你的奖赏。
You can receive the reward.
那我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你这么的爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
你不但拯救我们。
Not only that you saved us.
把永生赐给我们。
And gave us this eternal life.
而且让我们在地上这段时间。
But the time on earth.
你还叫我们尽到一个责任。
You call us to enter into this responsibility.
叫我们每个人都来做基督的精兵。
That we may all be good soldiers of Christ.
我们愿意把我们自己每一个人都交在主的手中。
We are willing to put ourselves into your hand.
但愿你的话在里面来激动我们。
May your word
May your word stir in our hearts.
叫我们不再停留在原来的地步。
That we will not stop.
我们应该起来。
That we will rise up.
为了你来多做一个好的兵。
To become a good soldier for you.
求你赐福给我们。
May you bless us.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
把这些话
说到我们 words,
说到我们的心里面。
Speak to our very hearts.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们在祷告，奉你得胜的名。
We pray in your name.
Amen.